Hello, beautiful nursepreneur. Do you ever catch yourself dreaming of more income, impact, and freedom without needing to leave nursing completely behind? Then you, my friend, must catch my brand new free masterclass that I'm running very soon. It's called 6 Steps to Build a Profitable Nurse-Led Business. I'm going to be personally showing you exactly how I went from burnt out numb to multi-six-figure nursepreneur, and how many nurses just like you are doing the exact same things in the coaching, consulting, wellness, aesthetics, IV hydration, and digital course product offering space. Whether you want to make an additional $1,000 per month, or maybe you want to make $10,000, $20,000 per month, I'm going to walk you through the exact steps to get your business idea out of your head and into the world. It's happening live on April 29th at 7 p.m. Sydney time. That's Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. I'd love you to show up live because honestly, the vibe will be unmatched. If you can't make it, don't worry, register anyway. That's the only way that the tech quizzes will be able to send you the replay straight to your inbox after it's happened. My friend, head over now to Nursepreneur Academy on Instagram, click the link in my bio and register your spot. Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. Hello, amazing nursepreneurs. I hope you are well. Welcome back to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast. This is our first interview for a long time on the podcast. And today we have a very extra special guest with us today, Trina Pitts, all the way up in Cairns, Queensland. Trina, how are you going? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So Trina and I connected about 6 to 8 months ago now, and we've been working together. And today I wanted to showcase the amazing Trina and what she's been up to behind the scenes in her business, her nurse-led business, and give you guys a little bit of an insight into the process of building a nurse-led business from scratch, and getting to know Trina and what she's been able to do and create. Trina, let's kick off and dive in. And I want to start off with just you giving us a bit of a lowdown of who is Trina? Who is Trina? And what have you kind of been doing up until this point in your life and career?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little question.
I'm a mum, I'm a nurse. Obviously, I've been a nurse for almost 25 years now, done a few different things in my nursing career, clinical work, medical, surgical, ICU nursing was probably predominantly the majority of time that I spent in my clinical days, and then moved into education. Education was always my passion and I guess my goal, my long-term goal ever. From baby nurse Trina, and I've been doing that for about 10 years. I am definitely a bit of a high achiever, so I've thrown myself into work as a lot of us nurses do as caregivers. We're so giving, and so we do pour ourselves into our work. In my home life as well, I've done many different things. Like my husband tells me I'm a little bit obsessive at times with my goals. I've always been a bit of a goal setter, and so I've done lots of things outside of work as well. Learned to play guitar from scratch and learned some Japanese. Not that I would say I'm very rusty with that right now, but done things like run marathons, train for triathletes. So that just gives a little bit of insight into my high achieving, high performance, goal setting self.
Yeah, I love that. I think that one thing I've learned about you is that you are very focused on the process and you go all in and you commit, which I love.
Yeah.
And that is a skill set in itself. Obviously, juggling all of those things, managing nursing life in a senior nursing role, family, kids, the full shebang, basically would be an understatement. So tell us a little bit about your kind of breaking points. I know there was a turning point for you. We can call it rock bottom, but there was a moment for you where everything just very quickly was, it was all too much, right? Which is most of our story. So can you talk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. It was a few years back, so 2021, I experienced workplace bullying essentially, and that was my breaking point. It was horrible to go through, and I think a lot of us nurses have experienced this, unfortunately. It's a sad thing about the profession. But I think what I've learned from reflection, and I didn't realize it at the time, that I think I probably was so broken purely because I was actually severely burnt out as well. When I started reflecting and looking back at my prior years leading up to that point, there was a lot of things that were happening in my personal and professional life that I pretty much just was sweeping under the carpet. Oh, it's okay. Like, we do what we do as nurses, as, oh, other people have got it worse off. Like, things could be worse. Like, just push on. Things will get better. And it's all these things that we keep telling ourselves and just keep ignoring all of these signs. And I guess the workplace bullying was a semi-trailer smashing me down that I needed that wake-up call to go, actually, I need to really have a check-in here and check in on my own well-being and what am I going to do about this? Because let's face it, nobody's coming to save us either. And I think as nurses, we go, I'm burnt out because of work. So work needs to fix it. All these things happening, like, you want family to come in to rescue you, someone to come and rescue you. But really, I had to work out and learn the hard way that it was up to me to take that self-responsibility and make change for myself.
Yeah, I think there's a common theme in that. Hey, I feel like that radical self-responsibility, it's really hard to take that leap and to do that, to do it on your own, especially when we have so little left to give professionally and personally. But it really is the catalyst. And it's like that breaking point moment is almost like the awakening for most people that I talk to on the podcast and most people that think about nursepreneurship. Is like something has to change. I've been waiting for the help and the support to arrive. It hasn't. And now I have to do something. And it's not even like I have to. It's like we get to gift ourselves the opportunity to recover and heal the burnout. Because, like you said, if we wait for the system to do it, you're gonna be one of those jaded, pissed off nurses that, is hell to work with and to live with and to be with, which I think we've all been there as well, right? So we want to go there for sure. I'm
And I
curious.
definitely, I have to say, I remember when I first met my husband 20 years ago, I was still a, early career nurse, and I was working with some of those jaded nurses, and I was still fresh in nursing. And I remember saying to him, if I ever get like that, you make sure you tell me, because it's time for me to move on and do something, right?
Totally. Yeah. And the reality is, we end up finding ourselves there through that burnout episode or the multiple episodes.
Yeah, for
Can
sure.
you paint a bit of a picture for us? Because burnout is different for everybody. What did that actually look like, feel like for you? What were you thinking when you were in burnout? What were you feeling? What were you doing when you were burnt out?
Yeah. I think for me, it was like mostly I was totally overfunctioning. I was completely in my mind. It was like my head or my mind was disconnected from my body. It was like I completely forgot I had a whole body. I was always, always in my mind. I didn't have much mental clarity. I was just always thinking, which I was completely exhausted. And as nurses, we are exhausted from the work that we have to do anyway. It is such giving work. And as a nurse educator, look, it's not as physical, obviously, as the nurses that are at the front line and running around, but it's very quite mentally and emotionally exhausting. And that would carry on through to home life as well. And you're not present for your family. Conversations, I found that I was just having conversations with my family. I couldn't remember the conversations. I wasn't engaging. I just had no energy. Like, literally, that's what I just probably the soul sucking exhaustion that burnout creates is, it's pretty powerful.
And when you were there, just curiously, when you were there in that burnout, Could you see a way out of that? Because I feel like there's a misconception. I feel like when we're burnt out, we think and believe that we should be able to see a way out of it. But when we're actually in it, it's so hard because we are deeply dysregulated within our nervous system. We are burnt out. We're in a constant state of fight or flight. And that, like, you, it's really hard to feel positive emotions when your mind and your body is just running these stories based on the lived experiences that you've had. It can make it really hard to see a way out. What was that like for you?
Oh, absolutely. I was completely consumed, and especially with the workplace bullying, that had completely consumed pretty much every conversation at home because I was coming home crying. I was going to work crying. The high performer self that I was now completely and utterly dysfunctional, like crying on the way to work, couldn't actually function properly at work, trying to avoid people. And it really impacted my personal life in that sense because, yeah, at that point, I didn't really, I think I hadn't really recognized that I was in burnout as well. Because, yeah, you don't have that clarity. Like, you're so consumed with everything that's going on in your head, and it is really hard to see, you know, how to actually get out of that. And you're just surviving day by day. So, yeah, it is very challenging when you've got such negative, heavy emotions to actually try and pull yourself out of that.
And how did you? What was the catalyst for you to get out of the, what was that process like for you?
Look, I think the thing is that I had actually been thinking about trying to get some management experience for a while because I'd felt like I'd got my clinical expertise, I'd done education, I was a nursing leader, and the missing piece was management. Not that I overly had a huge passion about managing people, but I thought it would round off my nursing experience quite nicely. But I always made excuses for going out and actually chasing that experience. And so I didn't want to give up my role at the time because I knew that I still had that love for it and I worked so hard for it. And so I thought probably the only way out, really, without letting this person win, was to actually take a temporary secondment. And that was at the time, that was probably the only thing that I thought I could do was actually escape the environment that I was in and go and take myself away because that the situation wasn't going to change. And yeah, that was probably the change that I really needed.
And that makes total sense, right? Because there's a time and a place for shifting and moving. But if you feel psychologically, physically, mentally, emotionally unsafe in your workplace for any reason, changing the environment, yes, it's going to dysregulate you a little bit further potentially because it's change, right? It comes with change, but it gives you some space to breathe and it allows you to start
Absolutely.
like working through things. And I'm sure over time, because it's a process, right? Like we know from the literature and the data, like severe episodes of burnout and bullying, like it can take months, if not years, to heal from. It's not something we should be shying away from and not talking about. But that transition, that gives you some space. So you can start to regulate and look after yourself. So what was the steps you took? What did you, because I know we all try all of the things. We throw shit at the wall and go, let's try EAP, let's try therapy, let's do this. What did that look like for you?
I had definitely tried counseling through EAP. I'd also sought my own personal therapy. Oh, I think I just got sick of talking about it, to be honest. I just wanted to move forward and get on with it because it had been consuming me for such a long time. And yeah, so I tried all the things. I did a lot of work myself in healing. I set some boundaries, and the secondment that I took was actually a lot less stressful than my role had been. So that was good to step into a role that wasn't as stressful. I was able to actually take my breaks and get out of work on time. And so I set a really good pattern. And sometimes it is just breaking those patterns. Like, I would tell myself I'm going to take a break today, but then the work piles up and you don't. And it's such an important part of your day to actually stop and reset. And I was actually going outside and sitting out on the Esplanade and getting some fresh air, looking at the boats coming in and out. And I've actually still kept that habit. And up until today, 4 or 5 years down the track, I'm still doing that. Only up until yesterday, I was out there having my lunch break again. So just building some really good habits. And yeah, it does start with you. And it is hard to make the change. I'm not going to say it's been an easy ride, but what's harder is staying stuck and in that miserable place or actually making some effort and taking on that responsibility to take that change. Because if I hadn't have, I still would have been back there, miserable, and God knows where I would have been.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, we get to choose our heart. And it's in those moments where you go, okay, I get to, there are two paths here. Which one does my future self, or is my future self grateful that I took? And I love that. That's so good. And if you've never been to Cairns before, they have the most beautiful esplanades. And the hospital is right on the esplanade, isn't it? I visited twice last year and I was loving seeing nurses out there on their breaks and in the morning before their shift looking at the ocean. And I was like, oh, this is so good for their nervous system.
Yes, so good.
And I often see you on the Instas. I'm sitting out there having your little picnic, your lunch picnic. It looks great. It looks fabulous. I'm envious.
Yeah, try and drag people out with me.
So good. But it's so true. Like, we think a break is indulgent. Like, where did we get that thinking from? It's mandatory. It is essential to interrupt the patterns and the motions that we just go through every single day. It's so important. So I love that.
I think the thing is that we condition ourselves and we actually shame one another for it. I was sitting out one day and I did have a couple of nurses on their day off come past, and the comments that they made, like initially I got that, oh, I feel a bit shameful for being out here, because it was like, oh, nice to see that you've got time to go for a break. And so I think we do that to ourselves as nurses sometimes, that we pride ourselves on the toughness and of, oh, we don't pee and we don't take breaks and all of these things. But we've definitely got to change that.
Yeah, and we've normalized that culture for sure. And we argue with that. We argue with our reality, but we also don't give ourselves permission to change it. There's so much work that needs to be done there. You hit breaking point. You had invested in like EAP and all of the things, coaching, therapy. You got fed up of talking about it, which I can relate to having done a lot of therapy. And then that brings us to, I think you went through a coaching program, which was really focused on wellness and well-being and healing and all of that. And then we met. So talk to us about your idea or the desire to build your own business and give everybody just a bit of a background as to your business experience prior to
Oh,
starting.
yeah.
So
Like zero, zip, zilch, nada. No business experience whatsoever. I had lots of nursing experience, quite comfortable and confident about that. And I guess it was just learning that I could leverage those nursing skills and experience. And I guess coming out of that burnout phase and doing that healing, a lot of self-reflection, and I was really quite done with nursing and thought I was gonna, that was it, I'm done, I'm out of here. But I had a bit of an identity crisis because I didn't know what I would really do. And I had this amazing mentor that had helped me reflect a lot on my career and encouraged me to go exploring. And so I did a lot of that reflection, a lot of exploration. And that was probably where I was delving into my strengths, my passion, my interests. And I think the one thing that came up for me really was the part of what I love most about nursing is actually supporting and helping other nurses grow. Nothing lights my fire more than actually seeing nurses flourish and knowing that I've had some kind of input into that. Of course, it's all them, but I just love being able to give them those little nudges in the right direction, help them build their self-confidence, get rid of that self-doubt. So I think that was, I guess, where I started thinking about coaching, but didn't really act on it for probably over a year because I obviously still had a bit of work to do for myself. I hadn't actually experienced coaching myself either. So I was like, I want to do this thing, but maybe I need to go
What
and
is
experience. What is it? Yeah, and I did work with an amazing coach that did help me find clarity because during that time I was just so lost. And at that point, that was probably my main thing was that I'd been sitting in that space stuck for such a long time that I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go find a coach and let's just see if I can get some clarity here. And absolutely, coaching fast tracked that for me, and I came out of that program 100% knew exactly what I wanted to do in terms of my next career move. But as I said, I have zero business experience. So my mind was telling me all of these things of, you don't have a business mindset, you've got no experience, where do I start? All of the things. And I'd come across you, obviously, you were at that point starting to pivot really in from career coaching into business coaching specifically for nurses, and that kind of piqued my interest a little bit. Yeah, that's what I guess led me to you.
I love that. I love, and it's so funny because as nurses, we think we're not entrepreneurial, but like most of us that are high performers, ambitious, driven, motivated, climbing the ladder, taking on new opportunities, risking things, like taking risks in our careers, that is entrepreneurship. But that is on, and you can probably now see that, right? Having done the work that we've done. And I like to always remind nurses, everybody listening, that if that is you are an intrapreneur, you are working in the system and you are innovating, creating, designing. You're just being paid by the hospital to do it, right? And you're coming up with new ideas. And I guess that's what's fun and exciting in more of those senior nursing roles is you get to start having impact and start ideating and coming up with new ways of working versus when you're on the floor. Like you can do that, but it's harder because you've got like the full workloads. You have a bit more cognitive space to be able to do that. So it's just a reminder to everybody listening, nursing is such a super skill set across the board. There are so many transferable skills, and literally entrepreneurship is problem solving, you know? And like I had the same beliefs. Like when my coach said to me, Liam, you could be a nursepreneur, she didn't say that because it wasn't really a term that she knew, but she was like, you could work like online and do your own thing. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm a nurse. That's not even possible. And I love that people are starting to see that it's not per se about being a nurse online, right? In the typical nursing modality, we go and we look after someone. We're doing it in a different way with the skills that nursing and life has equipped us with to be able to help
Absolutely.
people and generate income and help more people than we could ever potentially help in our nursing career at bedside. Right? That is the beauty of the online space. I'm getting a little passionate about it now, but we'll dive back into you. But it's just a reminder that Trina, you had zero business skills, or you thought you had zero business skills, but when you joined, you very quickly realized that a lot of the things that we do in business, there's a lot of transference across. And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's one thing about the nursing profession and just health in general. Like, I've been around for a while now, and whilst the system is quite a beast, there are so many amazing people that just are giving their all, wanting to make an impact. But the system does restrict them because we're there, obviously, for the patients. We generally have a lack of resources. And so I think for me, I think that was my turning point as well, was that I was lost, but I couldn't see a future. But the reason I couldn't see a future in nursing anymore was I was looking in the wrong place. I was looking in a hospital system because that's all I'd ever known. The hospital, we climbed the ladder in the hospital, and I was just looking in the wrong place. And then it's taking that leap of faith into a different direction, maybe a bit of an unconventional direction, but we have so many skills and experience, and you have got an amazing way of actually painting that picture for us, talking about what our nursing skills are and how that translates into business. And I have just found that so helpful in getting over some of the blocks and fears that I have.
I love that. I appreciate that. Thank you. I think that it's funny because sometimes when I sit down to ideate some of these, you know, when you just have a moment, you're like, oh my God, what if we could talk about fluid balance charts, but in terms of business? And we've spoken about that before. And but then it just clicks, right? And that's what I love in this space is that as nursepreneurs, whether you're in a service-based business or you're coaching or your digital products or your courses, you get to start to ideate and create again. I think that's one of the most exciting things about nursepreneurship is the ability to create something from scratch and see it to fruition and build it and be like the owner of it. I think that is just super cool. But I take that. Thank you so much. Yes. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And like I've had these nudges for such a long time. And it's interesting because, like you said, we have this desire to want to create something and be innovative. And now that I'm on this path, like it actually just feels so right. I think all the things that were sitting there nudging me into these different directions, it just feels like it's right and I'm on the right path.
Yeah. And it's so funny you say that. I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast before, but when I first started, I had my business for 12 months or so and I had been generating income and clients and all of the things and posting. But when I made that leap to sign up to learn how to coach properly, like and how to go through the process, the first coaching call that I did with the coaching group, they're all based in America and Canada, and I was the only Aussie, and it was online. And I remember just sitting there, and at the end of the call, I burst into tears. And I was like, this is where I belong. This is what I'm. For a decade, I busted my ass in the system, and I never felt like I fit in. I never felt like I'd found my place. But I don't know what it was about that call, whether it was like the investment, like in just believing in myself or whatever. But it was like the same experience that you had where I just went, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh my goodness. And then when I reflected back, I was like, I've been doing this my whole career. I've been coaching my whole career, being other people's cheerleader, lifting them up when they felt like shit. And now I get to do that for a living and equip people with a tool. It's just incredible. Anyway, I digress. But that's like those powerful moments. Hopefully allow people listening, amazing nurses listening, to see that there's so many options out there and that it is about giving yourself permission to just try. Yep. I'm not saying that this is the answer for you, but we're saying like you have to try. You have to give yourself that nudge and you have to follow those little, I call them seeds of desire, like those little seeds of desire that are like quietly whispering in your ear, being like, hey, Trina, there's a couple other coaches you follow. Maybe you could do it. You have to pay attention to that because that is your intuition, your gut speaking. And that's going to lead you to the pathway it's supposed to be 100%. Absolutely. It's when we don't listen to that and we shut it off and we just overthink and we underfeel.
Yeah.
We get into...
Sometimes we can feel like we're trying to forge one path and then we feel like a failure because it's not happening. And I think I found that like I was going for a director role and kept getting knockbacks, temporary permanent roles. And I took that personally. Like I was like, oh, people are telling me that I would be good at this role and that I have the skills and I've got some self-doubt there. I'll give it a crack anyway. And then I took it as my own personal failure. Whereas now on reflection, I can look back and actually go, actually, it wasn't a failure at all. It was just the nudge in the right direction that this is actually not where you're meant to be. This is where you need to be. And I think sometimes, we can take that on quite personally as nurses, as failing as a nurse, because we can only see one path and that's the path that we've been taught our entire nursing career. So I totally encourage nurses to think outside of the box, go and explore because there's so much out there.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And whilst we love to indulge in evidence-based strategies and evidence-based business building, there is space for a little bit of the woo, which is it's not meant to be. And that path is not meant to be. I am a firm believer you're always being redirected and pointed back to the direction you're supposed to be headed. You just have to give yourself permission to hear that and to see that and to have that reflected back to you. And that's what you experience in your coaching, right? It's somebody reflected back to you how awesome you are. And then from there, that was the safe transformational space for you to be able to make that change and move forward. For sure. We all need that. We all need help and support. That's why we're here together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you and I have been working together for the last, I think about 8 months now, right? One-to-one building out your business from scratch. So we had absolutely nothing when we started other than an idea and a desire, right? And so talk to me about the decision to join Nursepreneur Academy and what was going through your brain at the start? What were you thinking, you feeling as you made that decision to join?
Yeah, I guess I knew what I wanted to do, but the voices in my head telling me all the things about not having any experience. So I think what I did know I wanted And I'd seen obviously the value in coaching and how coaching can really fast track to get you where you want to be. We can go it alone and yeah, probably happen, but we can make it happen a lot quicker with that support and a lot less stress as well. So I think I'd seen the value through the first coach that I'd worked with, and it made logical sense that I needed to find myself a coach. And yeah, I knew that without any business experience whatsoever, one-on-one coaching was going to be something that I needed. So it was individualized. And the fact that you're a nurse and you got nurses, you understood the shift into this space as well. And that when you were pivoting, you were specifically focusing on nurse entrepreneurs. So that was, it just made logical sense to go down that path. I knew that it was going to be a lot easier with that support.
Yeah, totally. We love a bit of a fast track as high performers.
Yes, of
And
course.
that's the beauty of a container, right? You always want to invest in a mentor that's where you want to be. And it doesn't need to be in like how much money they make or any of that, but you want to invest in somebody that has walked the exact path you're walking and that has now created a shortcut. Effectively. And that's the kind of way I see Nursepreneur Academy is I spent 4 years learning all that shit, throwing shit at the wall, and I failed a lot. And I don't want you guys to fail. You will fail because that's part of the process, but we don't want to fail as badly as I failed and throw shit at the wall. And so it's about creating that kind of process and structure and roadmap. And that's what we share in Nursepreneur Academy. So you and I, we started working on business goals. We started looking at your business foundations and admin, like all of the behind the scenes stuff that you needed. We dove into niching and working on your niche, which you already had a bit of an idea, like a loose idea around, but we honed that in. We did some market research and you created an incredible nurse wellness assessment quiz, which we'll talk about. We've dove into pricing, offer design. What else have we done? Social media,
Social
email
media,
marketing,
marketing.
funnels. Like, so this is Trina. When she joined, she was like, I'm a technotard and I don't know what I'm doing with any of this. And now she's like slaying it with the email funnels and the data and all of that. So we've done a lot of work. What's that process been like for you to be able to go through all of that, all of these things that were completely new, and like to learn them, and not just to learn them, but you're mastering them. Like you're building the repetition bank of these skills, as we talk about a lot, and you're doing them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of firsts. I feel like I was taken back to my student days. I still have my nursing, like I've still got experience there that I can leverage off, but in terms of business, I'm starting from scratch. I'm a complete novice. So I looked at myself as being that student, and there's been definitely a lot of firsts. And yeah, like there's been moments of it's been quite daunting, challenging, frustrating. When you get there, I remember when I created the nurse wellness assessment and I was trying to link it to my email funnel. And there were some tech things that I had to get around, and I was getting quite frustrated. But when you work it out, I'm a technotard because it's like, I don't know how to work it, but I love technology that actually helps make life easier. And the moment of working it out is an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And now all of that kind of just works in the background.
How
So
good. Good.
it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly a lot of nerves around obviously posting on social media. I go back to my first talking to camera and my nerves were pretty shot that day. It took me a
I
while to pluck
remember.
up the courage and then pretty much all day to recover. Don't realize how much goes into all of that marketing strategy behind the scenes, which surprised me so much because as an educator, I know how much behind the scenes, how much work goes into designing, developing education. So, yeah, I think that that kind of surprised me a little bit how much strategy there is behind marketing.
You're killing it. But what's great for everybody to hear about that is, as you said that, I was like, the funny thing is, we all do nursing for 3 years, we study, and that's really hard. Everything you just described there is exactly what our nursing training is like. It's hard, it's exciting, it's infuriating, it's frustrating. We feel dumb, we feel smart. Like all of the things happen in our training, it's trained us for entrepreneurship. Doesn't mean that it's any easier, but it means that we've done it before so we can do it again. And I think that one big thing I always coach myself on and our nursepreneurs like yourself is it is just about exposure to the task or the thing that we're doing. And the more you do it, the better you will get. I remember the first time I posted. I remember the first time I did a sales call. I remember the first time I sent an email and I thought, oh my God, everybody's going to be like thinking, who's this guy pestering them in their inbox? And now all of that is, I don't even worry about it. I'm just like, this is part of my business. This is how I run my business. I'm an entrepreneur. This is my life. This is my career. And so it is just, there's no secret. It's just exposure. And one thing that I hope that I try to do really well is really bring us back to the foundations of coaching and self-coaching through this process. The fact that we are always building nervous system capacity for every level of growth. Like each level of growth still feels uncomfortable. But the more you grow, the more you develop, the more you are building capacity within your system to be able to deal with the challenges. And it's no different in nursepreneurship, which is why we always start with mindset and nursepreneurial nervous system and meeting your brain and learning to come out of your mind and into your body so that we can start to build some capacity for you to move forwards. What were the biggest challenges that you faced cognitively and like from a nervous system standpoint in building the business at the start?
Oh, I think probably my self-belief was, you know, like you get triggered quite easily with certain things where you've got lots of firsts. Obviously, the inner critic was definitely there. That would block as well, just having that self-doubt, that inner voice. But yeah, definitely the self-coaching model, you know, you actually helping us learn that and go through that process when these things would come up, you guiding us through all of that self-doubt. And because it is normal. It is normal to feel fear. It is normal to feel doubt. But the more you do it and having that willingness to try, it builds that confidence and it builds that self-belief. And I think that's been probably my biggest shift in this space.
Yeah. And I can see that in your content, but I can see that in how you operate as a NEO, as a nurse executive officer. That's what we call it all around here. Like you can see that in the evolution of your content, your emails, the way you approach these challenges that come up. And that's the goal. Like we're just always moving forward with the cognitive, emotional, physical safety that we create for ourselves through our mind and through our nervous system training to be able to then continue to test, try, adapt, refine, observe, and just get that feedback from the world. It is literally like the science of nursepreneurship. And that's what I love about it, because I think a lot of nurses don't understand like business is a science. It is a science. Like, and that's where there's so much transferability over there. If we're, as nurses, we observe data all day, whether we believe that we do or not, but we're looking for data all day and we test, refine, adapt. The same is true in business, right? When we're looking at your socials and we're looking at your emails and all of that. So much growth there and we're just getting started, which is super exciting. Couple of things that I jotted down here before we dive into what you do and who you help and all of the things was a bit of a wins list. And I'm curious to see if you would celebrate these wins, because I know that as high performers, we never celebrate ourselves. But knowing that we started from zero, like just reflecting, we have now got a fully functioning, up and running Instagram with 181 followers. Organic, by the way. Like we did not coerce anybody to come there. There was no sleazy tactics. It was all through content creation and building networks and rapport, right? You created the nurse wellness assessment quiz. If you haven't taken it, you must take it after this podcast episode. And you've had, I think, 73 people take that.
Yes. Which, yeah. It's getting up close to around the 100 mark. So that's exciting.
Is amazing. That is so good. So collectively, we could argue and say that you've influenced and impacted over 300 nurses today. I think that's fair to say based on your content and all of that. You presented in the Aussie Nurse Recruiters community and been exposed to an email list of over 12,000 at the time, which was pretty cool. You've had a couple of sales calls. What was that process like for you with the sales? Because I know selling is something everybody worries about.
It was nerve-wracking. Yeah. But I think what you've helped with in terms of sharing with us a trauma-informed sales approach, which is really essentially around serving your community and linking it back to your nursing skills as well, that we're educating our patients, reassuring them to help them make informed decisions. And that's essentially what we're doing when we're serving our community, is that we're saying, look, here, this is on offer. I can help you with this, educate them about that and give them the information. And then it is, they've then got the information to make that informed choice if that's right for them. So, yeah, that's been quite a mindset change, because I think as nurses, we see ourselves as public servants. It's about giving, but we're still essentially being paid for our service within the health system as well. So we just don't necessarily have to ask for money every time you encounter your work, each day you go to work, but you're essentially still negotiating that with your employer when you start a job, aren't you? So it has been a bit of a mindset shift for sure.
And sales is one of those things that it is just repetition. I remember like the first 5 to 10 calls I took, I could not sell. And it is just about doing it in a trauma-informed way. And that's having done hundreds of sales calls and had good and bad experiences myself, that we've been able to create that process of just making it super simple. Like, it doesn't have to be sleazy or pressury or coercive. It is what we do every single day. And if the offer is incredible, which it will be, because you're in the NPA, it's going to be a great offer. We're going to design it so there's no point positioning a terrible offer. We have an incredible program. Then it gives the person that informed choice, and it also allows you to make income and impact without all the sleaze and the bro marketing stuff and all of that like horribleness. There's no room for that. And in this day and age, people, they're not into that. It's not a thing anymore as it was when I first started. So we've had sales calls. You're killing it on socials. We've posted nearly 100 times, I've seen. So nearly
Yeah,
hitting the
getting
100,
close.
which is amazing because most people give up, but that's super cool. And we've been learning editing, writing, social media content strategy. Your face to camera reels are popping off, 1200 views, lots of engagement. Like, it's all happening. And I was just looking at your email open rates as well. 50% open rates on your emails. That's amazing. That's better than mine. It's always the way. So I think that it's just really awesome to reflect those wins back to you as your coach, because like when you first started, you did not think any of that was possible. And like, it's as good as done. We always say this, it's as good as done. You're making it happen. And the beauty of nursepreneurship is once you've got these skills, you've got them for life. And you can now rinse and repeat. And we're now working towards launching your offering and moving forward towards that and having your first intake, which is just super exciting. And it's absolutely going to work. And this is the evolution of it, right? It's like we don't want to run before we can walk in business. And so many coaches will be like, yeah, just sell this and do this. And it's, yeah, but you need the foundations. And that's what I did incorrectly at the start. I paid a lot of money for bad mentorship and it tripped me up. So I tried to reverse that so you guys don't go through that process. So tell us about who you help and what your offer is and like how people can come into your world.
Obviously, I help nurses, and really, I guess it's helping nurses that have been through a similar situation. So, those nurses that feel like they are stuck in survival mode, helping them escape that and get to truly thriving, not only in their career, but in their life. So, nurses that are feeling they've lost their passion for nursing, they may even be considering leaving nursing, like I was. They're feeling exhausted, broken, burnt out, all of the things. And yeah, I guess it's helping them to gain that clarity, confidence, create balance, and really reignite that about the passion that they had once had for their career at some point, because I think that nurses don't necessarily want to leave nursing. They just want to leave the conditions that they're currently in. And so it's actually helping nurses find what's right for them and so they can actually thrive.
A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms without the shift work. You, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com. If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse side business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside to business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.